There is a secret about this movie that Hollywood does not want you to know. If you're unaware, the film Sinners has become a massive blockbuster. It is an action horror vampire movie that is going to win all of the awards. Like, this will win Best Picture at the Oscars next year. I would bet money on it. But there's something that Hollywood does not want you to know about this movie, something that doesn't come up in any of the reviews or on its Wikipedia page or any of its promotional material, which is that Sinners is a musical. I don't mean that in a bad way at all. The film is fantastic. Its massive box office run was due entirely to word of mouth. But I am fascinated by how Hollywood markets musicals. Like with the Willy Wonka remake, the promo materials went out of their way to hide the fact that it was a musical. The trailer makes a joke of it. Like twice in the trailer for this movie, they'll start to have a song and dance sequence, and then somebody else will come in and say no.
Oh, I don't think I want to hear that.
Too late. I've started dancing now.
Where with Wicked, the singing is front and center in the trailer. And the crazy thing is, there are people watching this video who saw and love Sinners who don't know what I'm talking about. But Sinners is a musical. It is structured as a musical. Every huge emotional plot turn is marked with the characters breaking out in song. For example, you may not know this, but there's a rule with action movies where 60 minutes in, you get a big, usually action-based plot beat. A major character will die or something will happen that ups the stakes. In a musical, at 60 minutes, you get a huge show-stopping musical number. And if you go watch Sinners, 60 minutes in, it's this sequence where he burns down the house with his music. And if you're saying, well, that's just a performance in the movie, like the movie is about a music venue. Okay, the vampires outside that venue break into spontaneous, elaborate, choreographed song and dance sequences. And if you're saying, well, obviously the reason they didn't market it as a musical is because they wanted it to appeal to everybody, including dudes who just like manly dude movies. I get it, but that's my point. If you went to any of the guys who saw this and loved it just as an action horror film, if you had come to them in advance before they'd even heard of it and said, hey, do you want to go see this movie called Sinners? And they say, well, what's it about? And you say, it's about how music is literal magic. It involves a troupe of singing and dancing vampires who want to absorb the power of music from one of the heroes. And the score was done by a famous Swedish composer. How many of them would have refused to go see this thing even under the threat of violence? And this is not true in every culture. If you go on Netflix, there's an Indian action movie called RRR. It is the manliest thing ever made. But it is explicitly a musical. It says so in the opening credits. But I'm now legitimately worried that there are people who have decided not to go see this because of this video saying it's a musical.